Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your power that is working in our lives and situations, enforcing your will to happen. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence that is always with us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit in us, teaching us, guiding us, leading us, and helping us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for great plans you have for our lives. And we thank you for everything you are doing to ensure that these plans come to pass. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for people you do not want in our lives. You have cut off from our lives. We thank you, Lord, for people you want in our lives. You have connected with our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, because you have not allowed us to be stranded. You have always been taking care of us. You have always been providing for us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the attacks of the enemy that did not succeed. We thank you for the agenda of the dark kingdoms you have frustrated and terminated. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for a new beginning that is happening to us at this time. A new dawn, a new glory you have brought upon us. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all your promises for us are coming to pass. We thank you for help us. You are sending into our lives to help us. We thank you for sponsors. You are sending into our lives to help sponsor our vision and calling and divine assignment. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for breaking the strongholds of darkness on our souls and spirits. Thank you for destroying slavery of darkness, bondages of darkness in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for prayers we have prayed on this platform that you have answered. We thank you for how you surprised us with miracles. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ask, O Lord, that as we have come together at this time to pray, to seek your face, to worship you, Father, meet with us with great power. Work wonders as we pray, reveal the greatness of you as we seek you. Comfort us and help us. Let your Holy Spirit strengthen us to pray and to prevail at this time. I decree that every spirit of distraction rooted from the lives and environments of everyone that will be joining this prayer session, in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way. Take your place. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to start with worship songs. He is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. Our God is able, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust in him. He is able, he is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. Jesus is able, abundantly able, to deliver those who trust in him. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord, in every situation. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are here to say, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah, we have a Father. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah, we have a Father. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto Jesus. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done. Great things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. I search and search, no one, I look around, no one, I search all around, no one, there's no one like him. I search and search, no one, I look all around, no one, I search everywhere, no one, there's no one like him. You are great, yes you are, holy Lord. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead, you reign in majesty, you reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes you are. You are great, yes you are. Holy Lord, you walked upon the sea, you raised the dead, you reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are 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 great. Oh Lord, you are great. You are great. You are great. So great, you are great. Everything written about you is great. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We praise you, Jehovah. Hallowed be your name. Oh Lord, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. You are here, changing every life. We worship you, Jesus, we worship you. You are here, blessing our lives. We worship you. You are here. You are here, setting captives free. Jesus, we worship you. Forever, we worship you. Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Our God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Let the power of the Lord come down. Amen. Let the power of the Lord come down. Right now, let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Right here, oh, let the glory of the Lord come down into this place. Let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let the fire of the Lord, let the fire of the Lord come down. As we pray, let the fire of the Lord come down. For victories, let the fire of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the fire of the Lord come down. By your blood, you crushed principalities, Jesus, 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 by your name, by your name, you established authority, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus the righteous, Jesus the righteous, by your blood, you crushed principalities, Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus. By your name, by your name, you established authority, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus the righteous, Jesus, 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 you have conquered all. Jesus, 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 you reign over all. By your blood, by your blood, you crushed principalities, Jesus, 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 by your name, by your name, you established authority, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, the righteous, Jesus, 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 you have conquered all, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, you reign over all. Hallelujah. Amen. Begin to worship Him with the whole of your heart, with your voice, with your soul. Begin to worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship Jesus. Worship the King of kings. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Worship the Rock of Israel. The I am that I am. The one who was and is and is to come. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Begin to worship the Creator of everything, the Maker of all things, the Controller of the entire universe, the Lord of time, the Lord of seasons. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to adore Him. Begin to honor Him. Begin to celebrate Him. O Lord, we worship you. Mighty God, we worship you. O God, we praise you. Father, we worship you. We worship your majesty. You are the Lord, and that is your name. You rule over all. You command, and it appears, and it happens. You decree, and they come to pass. Only you speak, and it comes to pass. We worship you, Father. You determine the end of all things, even before their beginning. Father, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. You make things happen, even against the law of nature, even against the faith of science. We worship you, Father. You command things to appear from nowhere. We worship you, Father. And you make things that appears become nothing as though they were not there. Father, we worship you. We bless your holy name. You are higher than all. You are greater than all. You are mightier than all. Wiser than all. Righteous one, We worship you. Faithful God, we worship you. Merciful God, we worship you. Gracious God, we worship you. Most High God, we praise you. We worship you, Father. Be glorified for him. Be glorified for him. Be praised for him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for all you have given to me. Thank you for all you have done in my life. Thank you for all you will give me. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for blessings you have given to me. Thank you for health you have given to me. Thank you for strength, prosperity, breakthroughs, victories, honor you have given to me. Thank you for all that you have given to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you are giving me at this time. Thank you for what you will give me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for forgiveness you have given to me. Mercy you have given to me. Grace you have given to me. Power you have given to me. Favor you have given to me. Dominion you have given to me. Elevation you have given to me. Spiritual gift you have given to me. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have given to me. Thank you for protection, security, preservation you have given to me and my household and my family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. I want us to thank God for this ministry. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your commitment to this ministry. Thank you for your love commitment. Thank you for your mercy commitment. Thank you for your faithful commitment to this ministry. You have committed yourself to helping us. You have committed yourself to blessing us. You have committed yourself to lifting us up, to giving us victories. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast commitment to this calling, to this commission, to this ministry. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for you have committed your power to us. You have committed your strength to us. You have committed your glory to us. You have committed your victory to us. You have committed your kingdom to us. Thank you for the way you fight for us. Thank you for the way you answer our prayers. Thank you for the way you defend us. Thank you for the way you help us. Thank you for the way you bless us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're thanking him. Thank you for the way you answer our prayers. Thank you for what you are doing in this ministry. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In so many ways, you have shown us that you are there for us. In so many ways, you have shown us that you are here for us. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. For you are the living God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank God for your nation, your country. Yeah, the country you are. Yeah, if you're in Nigeria, thank God for Nigeria. If you're in Kenya, thank God. You're in Benin Republic, thank God. You're in South Africa, thank God. You're in Australia. Yeah, I'm mentioning countries of many of you that are here. Begin to thank God for your country. Begin to thank God for your country. Begin to say, Father, thank you for what you are doing in this country. Say, Father, thank you for what you are doing in my country. Thank you because you are making all things to work for my good. Thank you, Lord, because you are making all things to go in the direction that is in my favor. You are making all things go in this country to work for my good. As it is written that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So begin to thank God. Say, Lord, thank you. Irrespective of whatever is happening in your country, begin to thank God according to that scripture that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. So begin to say, thank you, Lord, for everything that is going on in my country because they are working together for my good. Begin to thank God like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, thank you for what you are doing in Nigeria. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in South Africa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in Zimbabwe. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in Trinidad and Tobago. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in Australia. Thank you for what you are doing in every country that we belong. Thank you because everything going on in these countries is happening for our good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, thank you for what you are doing in this country. Thank you because everything is going according to your plans. Thank you, Lord, because everything is going to work for the good of your people. Thank you, Lord, because everything happening in this country is going to end in our favor, is going to work for our favor. Thank you, Jesus, because we shall celebrate. Thank you, Jesus, because we shall celebrate. We shall celebrate your faithfulness. We shall celebrate your goodness in this nation. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, thank you because we shall celebrate your faithfulness in this nation. We shall celebrate your mercy in this nation. We shall celebrate your goodness in this nation. We shall celebrate your victory, your power, your dominion in this nation. Begin to pray like that concerning your nation, concerning your country. Begin to say, Father, thank you because we shall celebrate your power and glory in this nation. Thank you, Father, for everything happening is working together for my good, for our good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything going on in Nigeria is going to work for our good and is working already for our good. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, We have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help my love for you to be strong. Help my love for you to be strong. Help my love for your kingdom to be strong. Help my love for your will to be strong. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help my love for you to be strong. Help my love for you to be strong enough such that I do all that pleases you. Say, Father, help my love for you to grow strong such that I do all that gives you joy. Help my love for you to grow strong such that I satisfy all your desires. Help my love for you, Lord, to be strong. Help my love for your work, for your will, to be strong. Help my love for you to be strong. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help my love for you to grow strong. Help my love for you to grow strong such that no darkness is able to stop my love for you, such that no darkness is able to reduce my love for you, such that the worldliness in the world is not able to reduce my love for you, is not able to weaken my love for you. Father, help my love for you to be strong in the name of Jesus, such that no friend, no relative, nobody, not even my parents, will be able to weaken my love for you. No one on earth, whether spirit or human or angel, will be able to weaken my love for you. Say, Father, help my love for you to be strong. Help my love for your will to be strong. Thank you, Lord. Help my love for your desires, for your kingdom to be strong. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you look at one of the prophecies of the Lord in Matthew 24, Jesus said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That is Matthew 24 verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Yeah. Pleasing God is a love affair. Yeah. We please God because we love Him. We live holy because we love Him. We obey His commandments because we love Him. So when you don't love Him, that is when you sin against Him. Yeah, when you don't love Him, that is when you sin against Him. So if you can easily sin against God. In fact, we have some people. They will say, "I'm going to commit this sin right now, and after committing the sin, I'm going to ask God for forgiveness." Yeah, I'll just laugh when I hear those people. Why? Because they don't love God. Yeah, if you love God, you will not say, "Let me sin, and after I have sinned, I will ask for forgiveness." There's no forgiveness for such kind of sin. Yeah, because you deliberately commit the sin. The only sin that has forgiveness is the sin you have repented from doing. You said, "I'm not going to do this again. I'm going to stop doing this." Those are the kind of sins that will receive forgiveness. So, but the sin that you deliberately commit, there's no forgiveness for such sins. Until you repent and say you will not do it again, then there will be forgiveness. So you're going to pray. So maybe your love for God has become so cold and so weak that you just easily sin. And it doesn't pull your skin. Yeah, you just sin and then you don't even feel any remorse. You just sin and you don't even feel bad about it. Then something is wrong with your love for God. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, "Father, help my love for you to grow strong, that I find it difficult to sin against you, that sin becomes impossible in my life. So, Father, help my love for you to grow strong, such that sinning against you becomes impossible." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nishi haso sashadagala, henedilagalashda. Father, help my love for you to grow strong. Help my love for you to grow strong. Help my love for you to grow strong, such that sinning against you become impossible. Such that disobeying you become impossible. Help my love for you to grow strong. I believe you're praying. Say, "Father, help me. Help my love for you. Help my love for you. Help my love for you. Such that becoming carnal becomes impossible for me. Becoming self-centered will become impossible for me. Help my love to become so strong for you. Help my love for you become so strong." Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So, in that verse, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, what Jesus meant by "Iniquity shall abound" is that sin shall become normal for many people. Sin shall become approved even by the government of nations. Sin shall become approved even by pastors. Sin shall become approved even by church founders, church leaders. That is what Jesus meant by "iniquity shall abound." So, meaning that iniquity shall find roots in many places, in the schools, in the hospitals, in every sector. Iniquity shall find a strong ground, because everyone will welcome it. Everyone will embrace it. That is what Jesus meant by iniquity shall abound. And you look at every way, you will see this prophecy coming to pass. I mean, you will see that it is coming to pass. It is happening. For everyone now welcome naked dressing. For every woman, almost every woman, sorry for saying every woman, not everyone, but almost every woman now welcome seductive appearances. That tells you that iniquity is abounding or has abound. So you're going to pray. Maybe you feel like, because somebody is doing this, so why can't I do it? Even though you know that it is wrong, and then you are being influenced by the negative lifestyles of people around you. You're going to pray for yourself. You're going to say, Father, let my soul begin to reject every negative influence coming from my environment to sin against you. Say, Father, empower my soul to reject it. Say, Father, empower my soul to reject it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, empower my soul to reject negative influences coming from my environment, coming from my family, coming from my relatives, negative influence coming from friends, coming from my job, from my place of work. Say, Father, empower my soul to reject every negative influence coming from my environment, from my community, from my society to sin against you. Lord, help my soul to reject them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help my soul. Say, Father, help my soul. Strengthen my soul. Empower my soul. Strengthen my soul. Empower my soul. Strengthen my soul. Empower my soul. Lord Jesus, strengthen my soul to reject temptations coming from my environment to sin against you. Say, Father, strengthen my soul to reject the pull, the force of hell, the force of hell, the pull of hell coming from my environment to cause me to sin against you. Say, Father, strengthen my soul to reject such pull. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I believe you're passionate about this prayer. If you love God, you will be passionate about this prayer point. If you love Jesus, you'll be passionate about this prayer point. Say, Father, strengthen my soul to reject every negative influence, every temptation coming from my environment, coming from people around me to sin against you. Strengthen my soul, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So the question is, why Are you not doing the will of the Lord? It's because your love for the Lord has become cold. The instructions the Lord has given you, the directions the Lord has given you, why is it taking you so long to obey and to follow them? If God has told you to do certain things and up to today you are not doing it, it's because your love for Him has become cold, or we can say has died. Yeah, because when something is frozen, yeah, when a living thing is frozen, that thing dies. So it's another way of saying iniquity shall abound because the love of God in the life of people will die. Yeah, so the love of God waxing cold in that verse means that the love of many for God has died. The love of God's people, the love in the hearts of God's people for God has died. Yeah. So you're going to pray. So why is it difficult for you to do what God is leading you to do? What the Spirit of God, what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do? Why is it difficult for you? It is difficult because your love for God has been attacked and has died. Yeah. Your love for God is cold or is dead. Yeah, that is what it means. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, revive my love for you so much that I begin to obey every instruction you have given to me. You're going to say, Father, revive my love for you so much that I begin to follow every direction your Spirit gives me. Say, Father, revive my love for you so much that I obey your voice even when it is not comfortable to me, even when it is not convenient. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If you love God, you will not be waiting for a convenient time to do His will, to obey His instruction. If you love God, you will not wait for convenient time. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, revive my love for you so much that I begin to follow every direction that comes from you. So much that I begin to obey every instruction that comes from you. So much that I begin to obey your will as it is written in your word. Father, revive my love. Revive my love for you. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Revive my love for you, Jesus. I don't want my love for you to die. Say, Father, revive my love for you. Revive my love for you. Thank you, Lord. Revive my love for you. I don't want you to die. Thank you, Father. I want to obey all your will. Revive my love for you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some of you might feel like, why are we praying this kind of prayer? I love God. Even God knows I love Him. But is that true? Do you love Him? Do you really love Him? Now, when we know Or let me put it this way, how we will know that you love God is when that love is tested. Yeah. Is when that love is tested. That is when we will know that you love God. Yeah. But because you don't even know when God tested your love. So that is why you feel like you love God. Because some people, God has tested their love for Him several times and they have failed so woefully. Yeah. They have failed so woefully. Simple instructions, don't go there, they cannot obey. Don't hit that, they cannot obey. Don't make friend with that person, they cannot obey. So if you cannot obey those simple instructions, then why do you think you love God? Yeah. Why do you think you love God? If simple instructions you cannot obey. Yeah. So you really need to pray. You really need to pray. When you cannot deprive yourself of the things you so much desire. When you can't deprive yourself of the things your body, your ego, so much desire, then you don't love God. You can't deprive yourself of those things for God's sake, for the kingdom of God's sake, then you don't love God. Forget about saying that you love God. So you're going to pray. So one of the proofs of loving God, or one of the things that proves that we love God, is by denying ourselves of the things ourselves craves for. If you can deny yourself of the things yourself craves for, then you love God. Yeah. If you can, because of God, because of the will of God, deny yourself of the things you so much desire, you so much crave for, that is when you love God. Yeah. Until you do that, you don't love God. You might have titles, they might call you apostle or prophet or whatever. You might have been a Christian for 25 years. That doesn't matter. But it is until you are able to deprive yourself of the cravings of yourself for the sake of obeying God's will and instructions, that is when you love God. And that is when you love Jesus. So you are going to pray. You are going to place your right hand on your head. And you are going to pray like this. You are going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the strength of myself, the strength of my flesh that is killing my love for God." Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the desires of my flesh. Destroy the strength of myself that is killing my love for God." Now, in the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the power of my flesh, the power of myself, the power of my sinful nature, the power of my body, the power of my flesh that is killing my love for God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray, don't stop. Begin to ask God to destroy the strength of sin in your flesh, the strength of rebellion in your flesh, the strength of disobedience in your flesh. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the force of sin in my flesh, in myself, that is killing my love for God. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the strength of darkness in my flesh, the strength of sin in my flesh, the strength of unrighteousness in my flesh, the strength of weakness in my flesh, the strength of death and hell in my flesh that is killing my love for God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Mashiha gria talabala. And dehasashen hi talaga. Nijua sujala digara. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I want you to raise up your right hand. Raise up your right hand and pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power to make positive decisions in the will of God and do them. Yeah, I realize that it is difficult for many Christians today to make positive decisions that are according to the will of God and to do them. Yeah. Some people, they can make the decisions and then months, they are not doing it. Years, they are not doing it. Yeah. So you're going to pray like that. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power to make positive decisions that are according to the will of God and to follow those decisions and to do them in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive power. I receive power. I receive power. I receive power to make positive decisions in the will of God and to do them in the name of Jesus. See, I receive power to make positive determination that are according to the will of God and to do them in the name of Jesus. See, I receive power. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. See, I receive power to make positive decisions that lines up with the will of God for my life. That lines up with the will of God for others. And to do them. See, I receive power now. In the name of Jesus. See, I receive power to make determination. You can pray this prayer for people in your family. People, you know that it is difficult for them to make decisions that are good, decisions that are for their own good and to, you know, and to follow it. Yeah. Begin to pray like that. shall receive power to make godly decisions and to obey them and to fulfill them and to do them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that from today you shall receive power to do every good decisions you have made. Receive power now to do them all in Jesus' name. Positive and godly decisions and determinations you have made. Receive power to do them all now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, let us look at the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read verse 35. Downward. Romans chapter 8. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Yeah, this is a question for the soul. A question for your soul. So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So which means that when tribulation comes, tribulation comes to separate you from the love of Christ. Yeah, the first mission of tribulation, of distress, of what else here? Persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. The first mission of these things is to separate God's people from the love of Christ. Is to separate you from the love of Christ. I don't know if you have ever thought of that. Poverty, the first thing poverty wants to do to you is to separate you from the love of Christ. Persecution, tribulation, famine, when there's no food. The first thing they want to do is to separate you from the love of Christ. That was why Apostle Paul was asking that question. That who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Yeah, from the love of Christ. So the question is to you now. That will you allow tribulation separate you from the love of Christ? Will you allow distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, no money to buy clothes, or whatever, peril, sword? You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Yeah, that's how you're going to pray the prayer. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, nothing in this world shall separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing in this world shall separate me from the love of Christ. I receive strength. I receive grace. Nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing shall destroy my salvation. Nothing shall take away my salvation. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. God did not promise you that everything will always be rosy. Jesus did not promise that. And Jesus said that in this world you shall have tribulations. I don't know if you have read that in the Bible. He said you will have tribulations, meaning that you will have pains. You will go through pains. You will go through trials. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Yeah. So meaning that he will be with you through the pains and tribulations. He will sustain you. Begin to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Continue to pray like that. Say, nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing in this world, no sword shall separate me from the love of Christ. No distress shall separate me from the love of Christ. No peril, no tribulation, no famine shall separate me from the love of Christ. Whether I get what I am looking for, what I am praying for, whether I don't get them, I will remain in love for Christ. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing shall destroy my salvation. Nothing in this world. Nothing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. When the Bible speaks or in places where the Bible have spoken highly of men of faith, like in Hebrews chapter 11. Yeah, if you read all the verses from verse 1, you begin to see how the Bible spoke so highly of men of faith. Yeah. Every time some of us read those those verses, we kind of like those men. Yeah, because the Bible spoke highly of them. So whenever you read those words, you feel like, I want to become like these people. Yeah. I love the faith of this person. But many of them were pushed to the wall. Yeah. Before they saw the power and glory of God. Yeah. It did not just, their faith did not just walk, suddenly like that. Yeah, you can read other accounts of the scriptures of men of faith. You can read about David, you can read about Samson, you can read about Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You can read about those men of faith. Yeah. You see, you discover that, some of them were pushed to the wall. I mean, to their last strength, to their last limit. I don't know the English to use. So, meaning that they came to a point whereby they had to choose who they will serve. Is it still God or something else? Yeah. They were brought to a point whereby they had to choose who they will serve. Is it still God or someone else? Yeah. So some of them, their faith didn't just produce power like that. God tried their faith. Yeah. God tested their faith. Yeah. And when they refused, even when they were pushed to the wall, so mean that they were brought to a point whereby they had to make final decisions, or they had to make permanent decisions. Yeah, I think that's the word. They had to make permanent decisions to follow God, whether God save them or he doesn't save them, whether God bless them or he doesn't bless them, whether God rescue them or he doesn't rescue them. So they were brought to a point whereby they had to make a permanent decision that irrespective of whatever happened to me, I will not deny my Savior. I will not fail my God. I will not sin against my God. So that it was at that point that they became generals of faith. It was at that point they became heroes of faith. Yeah. So my question for you is, when you were pushed to the wall, did you kept the faith? Yeah, when it looked like all is falling apart, did you still keep the faith? Yeah. You're going to pray. Yeah. Because those men we celebrate in the Bible, they did not just broke records in their time. They did not just enter into powerful realms of God. Their faith was tried with one of the most painful situations in the head. And yet, they did not fail God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to turn every situation, every unpleasant and negative situation of my life, teach me to turn them to spiritual fuel for spiritual strength. Yeah. Teach me to use every unpleasant situation I go through. Teach me to use them as fuel to get stronger in faith, to get stronger in prayer, to get stronger in fasting, to get stronger in loving you, in seeking you, in pleasing you. Lord, teach me to use every unpleasant situation, negative situation, painful situation, teach me to use them as fuel to get stronger in my love for you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they came to the point where they said, we know that our God is able to deliver us from this fire. But even if he did not deliver us, we still will not bow down to your idol. Can you say that? That even if God will not heal me, Even if God will not provide for me, I will not bow to the God of this world. Can you say that? Talk to God. Say, Father, help me. Teach me to turn every painful, negative, unpleasant situation I go through, I encounter in this world, to turn it to fuel for spiritual strength. Teach me, Father, as you taught the men of old, as you taught Daniel, as you taught the three Hebrews, as you taught David, how to turn unpleasant situation to fuel for spiritual strength. Lord, teach me the same. In the name of Jesus. Why is it that it is when things are not going the way you want, that is when you become so cold spiritually. You can't pray anymore. You can't fast anymore. You can't do spiritual assignments anymore because things don't go the way you want. That is very wrong. Ask God to help you. Say, Lord, teach me. Teach me to turn hard situations, painful situations, difficult times. Teach me to turn them to spiritual fuel for spiritual strength in my walk with you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And then we have seen Christians who get so relaxed when God blesses them. They get so relaxed. So they feel like, now I have the relationship. Yeah. For instance, maybe a brother, a Christian brother or sister, who wanted God to give him or her a serious marital relationship, a relationship that is going to lead to marriage. So when the relationship comes, he or she felt like, now I have what I wanted. So you can't fast anymore because you feel you now have what you want. Now God has answered my prayer. You can't pray anymore. You can't do spiritual exercises anymore. You're not committed to the assignments God has given to you. Yeah, that is foolishness. Yeah, because To sustain any height God has placed you, you must continue to fight. Just as you fought to attain height, so also you must continue to fight to sustain that height, to remain in that height. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with wisdom and strength to sustain every height you have placed me. And every height you will place me. Say, Father, teach or fill me with wisdom and strength to remain in the height, in the level you have placed me, spiritually, physically, in any way. Lord, give me wisdom and strength to remain there, to sustain that realm, to sustain that height forever. for your glory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me strength. Thank you, Lord. Fill me with strength. Fill me with wisdom. Fill me with strength. Fill me with wisdom to sustain every height. Every height you have placed me. To remain in every height you have placed me, such that when I get some blessing, I don't feel relaxed, and I don't feel like I don't need to pray anymore. The reason why I'm praying, I already got it, so there's no need for prayer anymore. Oh Lord, teach me wisdom, fill me with wisdom, to be able to remain in every height you placed me. In every height you have placed me, teach me wisdom, fill me with strength to sustain those heights. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let my connection with every thing channeling pollution of darkness into my life be broken right now. Yeah. I don't know what some of you are connected to, but I can see that you are connected to something that is always making your spirit polluted. Maybe you are connected to a ministry, I don't know. Maybe you are connected to some relationships or friendship or a church or some websites, some things you watch, maybe entertainment, maybe something you watch that always channel pollution into your spirit. Yeah. So you're going to pray that prayer. You're going to say, Father, let my connection with everything that is channeling pollution of darkness into my spirit be broken now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let my connection with things that is channeling pollution of darkness into my life, into my spirit, into my soul, into my body, be broken now. In the name of Jesus, break now. Break now, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every connection binding my spirit with pollutions of darkness, break now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. In verse 38, Romans chapter 8, verse 38, it says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, verse 39, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Yeah, can you say that? Yeah. Can you say those words about yourself, that nothing will be able to separate you from the love of Christ? Yeah, you see, you have to come to a point whereby you have to choose who you will serve. Permanent choice. Yeah, is it your lust or Jesus Christ? Is it your ambition or Jesus Christ? Is it money or Jesus Christ? Yeah, you have to come to that point. If you don't make that choice now, I'm telling you, it will be difficult for you to continue to become a Christian. Yeah, because things will get worse in this world. I mean, things are already worse. I mean, they will get more worse. Yeah. So you're going to pray. Yeah, so if you are still in between, you don't know what you want. You don't know if it is Jesus you want. You don't know if it is worldly things you want. Now you have to choose. Yeah. I mean, you have to choose now. You have to choose now. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I choose to love the Lord. Unconditional. Yeah. You're going to say, I choose to love the Lord unconditionally. I choose to please the Lord unconditionally. I choose to follow the Lord unconditionally. Let every weakness in me die. Let everything that is against this choice in me die. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. And make sure you mean it. Make sure you mean it. Yeah, make sure you mean it. Say, I choose to love the Lord unconditionally. I choose to please the Lord. Whether it's convenient or it's not, I choose to follow the Lord unconditionally. Let everything that is against this choice in me die. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. So let everything that is against this choice die. Yeshua, deha sujalala. In the name of Jesus. Say, I choose to love the Lord unconditionally. I choose to please the Lord unconditionally. Thank you, Lord. I choose to follow the Lord unconditionally. Let everything in me that is against this choice die right now. In the name of Jesus. Hashogi haradelada. Nijusan lijdenata. Now let him die. Everything contrary to this decision, to this choice, let them be destroyed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. One of the ways by which you will prove your love for the Lord is by your desire to grow spiritually. Your desire to grow and get closer to the Lord. Yeah, that's one of the ways you show that you love God. If you ignore the place of spiritual growth, it means you don't love Him. If you have ignored the place of spiritual growth, it means you don't love Him. Because spiritual growth and maturity is firstly because of knowing God intimately. Yeah. It's not because you want to work miracles. It's not because you want to cast out devils. You want to be able to prophesy. You want to be able to heal the sick. That is not why we grow spiritually. Yeah. Of course, that comes later. But the main reason why we grow spiritually is to know Him. Is to know Him. Is to be close to Him. Yeah. To be close to Him. Not because you want to show people that you can preach the Bible. You can preach the gospel. That's not why. If that is your motive, go and change it. That is not why we grow spiritually. Yeah, we grow spiritually to know Him, to be close to Him. So that is why anyone that neglects spiritual growth does not love God. Yeah, if you neglect the things that will make you grow spiritually, it means you don't love God. Yeah, that's the point. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, plant in my heart a strong desire, a strong drive to grow to know You, to grow in the knowledge of You. Plant it in my heart now. Plant it in my heart now. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Nehashigala Canada. Lirijisa. Plant in my heart, Lord Jesus, strong desire, strong drive to grow spiritually, to grow in the knowledge of You, to seek to know You. Strong desire to seek growth, to seek spiritual growth, that I may know You closely. Lord, plant such desire in my heart. Plant such desire in my soul. Plant such desire in my spirit. In the name of Jesus, strong desire. Strong desire. Strong desire to grow in the knowledge of you, to grow to know you very closely. Thank you, Lord. To seek growth, to seek spiritual growth, that I may be close to you, that I may know you closely. Plant in my heart such desire. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every darkness that have surrounded my life to shut me out of experiencing the realities of God's kingdom, to prevent me, to stop me from experiencing the realities of the kingdom of God that I belong to. Begin to say, let fire fall and consume such darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hashuji ened halagala. Nushtia sujit etagabalashda. Mashe sashanaganabala. Raise up your right hand. Say, let fire fall and consume every darkness that have surrounded me to shut me out of the realms of God, from experiencing the realities of God's kingdom. Let fire consume them now. Let fire fall and destroy them. Every activity of darkness, oppression of darkness going on in my life to keep me out of the realms of God, where I am to experience realities and encounters from God's kingdom. Let fire fall and consume them now. Continue to pray that prayer. Continue to pray that prayer. You are supposed to be having encounters with the realms of God. You're supposed to be receiving revelations and visitations from the realms of God. You're supposed to begin to understand and uncover mysteries from the realms of God. Mysteries about God, mysteries about God's kingdom, mysteries about your destiny, your calling. You're supposed to know all these things. Begin to pray. Say, Father, let your fire consume every darkness that have surrounded my life to stop me from experiencing the realities of your kingdom. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let fire fall and consume such darkness. Every darkness that does not want me to get closer to God. Every darkness that does not want me to go deeper into God. Every darkness that does not want me to hear audible voice from the Lord. Every darkness that does not want me to receive visions, revelations, and dreams from the realms of God. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let fire consume them. Let fire destroy them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. I realize that a lot of Christians, or majority of Christians today, they are so buried in the things their eyes can see. They are so carried away by the same things. Whereas those people who started Christianity, I mean, the early apostles, the early Christians, in the book of Acts of the Apostles, they were men who were very close to unseen things. Not seen things. They relate with realms that people don't see. They are very close to the unseen world than to the seen world. In fact, they believe the unseen realm than the seen realm. I don't know if you are getting my point. They follow after the unseen realm than this physical or seen realm. You know, the realm where we see with physical eyes. And that was why nothing could stop them. No force of hell could stop them. Yeah, they prospered. If they did not prosper, the gospel wouldn't have reached anywhere in the world today. If the early church did not succeed, the gospel wouldn't have reached anywhere today. And it was because they were so close to the unseen realm. They believed the unseen. They fight in the unseen realm. They prevailed in the unseen realm. That is why nothing could stop them. No discouragement could stop them. Yeah, no devil could stop them. No power could stop them. Nothing in this seen world, in this physical world, could stop them. Yeah, so in the same way, you must stop being buried with what you see. Yeah. Because they are not real. I've said it before. They are not real. Okay, maybe not on this platform. Everything you are saying now is not real. Yeah. It's not real because they will not remain forever. Yeah. The only things that are real are the things that are in the will of God. Because those ones will remain forever. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Father, place on me anointing to believe and operate in the unseen realms. To believe what you are doing in the unseen realms, to operate in the unseen realm. Say, Father, put on me the anointing to follow after what you are doing in the unseen realm, to operate in your Holy Spirit in the unseen realm. Say, Father, give me that anointing right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, fill me with the anointing to believe in what you are doing in the unseen realms, to operate by your Holy Spirit in the unseen realms, to follow after everything you are doing in the unseen realms. Lord, put on me the anointing. In the name of Jesus, put on me the anointing. Hezosha denekelebala. Mashu sedriandishala. So Lord, put on me the anointing to follow after what you are doing in the realm of the unseen, in the realm of the invisible. Help me, Father, place on me that anointing to believe in what you are doing in the unseen realm, to follow after what you are doing in the unseen realms, to operate by your Holy Spirit in the unseen realms, to fight and win in the unseen realms. Lord, fill me with such anointing in the name of Jesus. Fill me with such anointing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, and you need to understand that you will continue to be frustrated and disappointed if you consider this physical realm as the true reality. You will continue to be frustrated and disappointed and confused if you consider this physical realm as the true reality. Yeah, because it is not. Yeah, it is not. The original reality is in the spirit world, is in the unseen realm. Yeah. So what we see is not real. And one of the reasons why what we see is not real is in the fact that it can suddenly disappear. Yeah, and then you won't find it anymore. Yeah, that is why what we see is not real. Yeah, because most of the things going on in the physical world, God is not behind them. Yeah, they are being done based on people's pride, based on people's lust, greed. Yeah, God is not the foundation of them all. God is not the root of them all. So most of the things we see physically, they can just suddenly disappear. Yeah, and not only that, Even God can destroy them in his anger. Yeah. Because they are not according to his will. So even God don't want them to be many of the things, even some companies that we have today. Some of them, God does not want them to exist because their existence is against his will. Yeah. So when God is angry, he wastes them all. Yeah. So my point is that the only true reality is what lines up with the will of God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to consider, help me to always see and believe your realm and everything that goes on there as the true reality. Yeah, I believe you get the prayer point. I'm going to say, Father, help me to always see and believe and acknowledge your realm and all that comes from it and all that happens there as the true reality. Help me not to be deceived by what my eyes sees in this earth realm, what my physical eye sees in this earth realm. Help me not to be deceived by them all. Help me to follow after the realities in your realm. Help me to see your realities as the true realities. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me not to be deceived by what my physical eye sees in this world. Help me to begin to believe and acknowledge your realm and all that happens in your realm as the only true reality. In the name of Jesus. Help me to begin to believe your word, your will, and all that agrees with it as the only true reality. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to always believe and consider and agree that all that comes from your realm are true realities, are the original reality. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 3 more prayer points. And then we'll round up the session. Yeah. In some years back, yeah, when the church is still very much spiritually alive, yeah, we have people that don't believe in whatever anyone says that is contrary to what God has told them. Yeah. So even if, let's say their boss, you know, someone that is, I mean, those of them that were employed in an organization, maybe the boss said, you're going to work for 3 days and then you're fired. Yeah, and then you can't work here anymore. But the last time they prayed, God told them that they will still work in that place for maybe for the next 2-3 years. And then they got to the office and then the boss said, you're going to work for 3 days from now. And then after that, you're fired. Those Christians, they will just laugh. And the boss will look at them. Why are you laughing? He said, no problem. I've heard you. Now, they are laughing because they don't believe what the boss said as a reality. Why? Because after that, they will go back to God and say, God, you said this, and then the boss said this. And then they said, God, it is what you say that is true. And eventually something will happen, and we don't know how it always happened in those days. I mean, I'm talking about some years back when Christians were still Christians and prayer warriors. Yeah. Somehow the boss would just wake up the next morning and said, there was a mix-up somewhere. It was not actually you we want to fire. It was actually somebody else. Yeah, so don't worry, you are still free to work here. Yeah, I'm talking about what happens almost any time in those days. Yeah, so those Christians, they don't believe whatever goes on in this realm as a reality, if it does not align with what has been told them in the realm of God, with what God has said to them. Yeah, but it is today that Christians will hear a news. Maybe doctor gave them a news, and they began to be so frightened and so depressed. That is a failed Christianity. When you believe in what is going on in this physical realm above what comes from the realm of God, you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bring me to the place of dominion and authority in your realm, where I can enforce your will to happen, to prevail in this physical realm. Say, Father, bring me to the place of dominion. Bring me to the place of authority in your realm, where I begin to enforce your will to prevail in this earthly realm, in this physical realm, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There was something those Christians had that we don't have today. Yeah, many of us, we just shout, and those shouting has no power. We have lost it. Yeah, we have lost it. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, bring me to the place of dominion and authority in your realm, where I enforce your will and purposes to happen in this earthly realm, in this physical realm, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Take me there, Lord Jesus, to the place of dominion, to the place of dominion, to the place of dominion, Thank you, Father. Take me there, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah. May you not receive a blessing that will make you lose your spiritual strength and authority and dominion in God. I can see that some of you devil will push a gift or gifts to you, and if you take that gift or you take that offer, you are going to lose everything. I'm talking about you're going to lose everything that makes you a Christian. Everything. Yeah. Everything. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse and reject every gift and offer that shall be that the enemy will push to me to destroy my spiritual destiny in God, to destroy my place in God. Begin to say, I refuse them. My soul refused them. My spirit refused them. My body refused and reject them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I refuse and reject every gift and offer that Satan will push to me to destroy my place in God, to destroy my roots in God. I reject them in Jesus' name. I reject them in Jesus' name. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Every offer, every gift, every whatever thing it is that Satan will push to me to receive, to destroy my spiritual destiny in God, I refuse and reject them in Jesus' name. I refuse and reject them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your glory be revealed with power in my life. You're going to say, Father, let your glory be revealed with power in my calling. in my destiny, in my career, concerning my marriage. Let your glory be revealed with power. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, let your glory be revealed with power, that your name may be praised through my life, that people may see your glory and praise you, that people may see your glory in my life and praise you, and worship you and glorify you. Lord, reveal your glory in my life with power. Reveal your glory in my life with power. Reveal your glory in my marriage with power. Reveal your glory in my career with power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That all men may see your glory and praise you. Reveal your glory, Father. Reveal your glory, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. I'll raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so good. Thank you for your kingdom that is enthroned in our lives to enforce your will and purposes. Thank you for your power that is working in our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for prayers we have prayed tonight that you have answered. Thank you for breakthroughs you have released. Thank you for helps you have released. Thank you for favor you have released. Thank you, Lord, for mighty things you have done. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for every one of you who have prayed in this meeting. I pray for you that your love for God shall become too strong to be defeated by any darkness of this age in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord shall come upon you and you shall be strong so much that no weakness, no temptations, and issues of life will be able to break you in the name of Jesus. I decree that you will succeed in places, in areas you have failed before, by the reason of the anointing of the Lord in this place, you will succeed. You shall succeed in the name of Jesus. I decree that helps from the four corners of the head, helps that must come through people, through men and women, and creatures of God on earth. I decree that those helps begin to come to find you wherever they are in the four corners of the earth. Help shall begin to come looking for you from now henceforth in Jesus' name. The Lord shall prosper you in all ways in the name of Jesus. You shall not be foolish. You shall be wise in these last days. In the name of Jesus, you shall be wise enough to judge what is right from you. Be wise enough to make right choices and decisions. In the name of Jesus, you shall be wise enough to know when God is visiting you, and to embrace his visitations. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.